عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Proceeded. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, alhamdulillah, is the 10th day after the commencement of the holy month of Ramadan. We have entered the 10th day, alhamdulillah. 1442 after Hijrah, in bracket the 22nd of the month of April 2021. We have some questions to answer. Let us hear those questions. No question? Okay. I beg your pardon? Yeah, he says they are going to announce to the people listening to this festive session, both in Hausa, in the area of Kumbina here, and the quarters inside, and the one in English conducted here from AKTH in Kano, so that people will know sort of the radio stations and maybe TV station one. People may have easy access to those stations. So I'll give you a chance to announce that to the people before the commencement. You have your mic there? Right, sir.
For those who have no physical presence with me, I mean, such as radio station, such as digital radio, 10 a.m. English version, and present English version allow for presenting to my program. After my journey, reminding the Bible many musicians to serve that I have a program. And the right and that every one hour, 1 minute to 2 minutes. Also, the president of the 1 hour, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. FRCN Kadura Kamsa, 1 hour, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. My Lord, you can tell me how to and he is the power of 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. You can have me access to Inshallah.
What about the next year? So this is just for your parasol and for your own maybe reminder. Okay. We are progressing from Ayah 1. Let's have some recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فسبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
Allah the Almighty says, in these two verses we have passed their station. Allah says, ولا تمدن
فاصبر
فاصبر على ما يقولون وصبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها ومن آناء الليل فصبح وأطراف النهار لعلك ترضى. فاصبر على ما يقولون يا رسول الله. Patiently persevere, because faṣbir is a command. Allah telling the messenger, be patient, patiently tolerate them. Alama yaqulun, on what they are saying. Because the non-believers, I've been talking negatively against the person of the Prophet for the time immemorial, and against even the reading of the Quran. So Allah says, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be patient, persevere, tolerate what they have been saying. وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You should be glorifying, glorify Allah by thanking Him. قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. Before the sun rises, طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. It tells you the timing, you know, where you will be glorifying Allah doing tasbih. So قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, before or prior to the rise of the sun, وقبل غروبها, and before it sets, sun rise sunset. So glorify your Lord by thanking Him between these two brackets. This doesn't mean it's the only place or time you should do tasbih, but with specificity, okay. This is just mentioned to draw attention about the importance of these two brackets of time a day. That clear? So, قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَصَبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Similarly, مِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ, in the middle of the night, Allah, wake up in the night, glorify Allah. When other people are deep in their sleep, snoring, you wake up. You know the beauty of doing tasbih, annihilate, in the middle of the night. People are asleep. Okay? You revive your night. Ayyuha an-nas, afshu as-salam. وأطعم وصل الأرحام أفش الصلاة وأطعم الطعام وصل الأرحام وصلوا بالليل كل الشهر والناس نيام تدخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. من آناء الليل تصبي وأطراف النهار and the extreme ends of the night, I mean of the day, أطراف the side of the day. لعلك ترضى, perchance you will earn Allah's pleasure, or you will be pleased and satisfied. Because you see, this mind, this heart gets refreshed by calling Allah's name. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله. So the mind gets refreshed and relax through remembrance of Allah the Almighty. Now, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعَنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفسه فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى. Allah says in the subsequent ayah 131, do not exhale or let them gender. Do not exhale or spread your eyes. Ilama matta'ana bihi azwajan minhum. To the luxuries we have given them in terms of wives and consorts, zaharat al-hayat dunya, as just ornaments, ornaments of this life, because this life is just full of ornaments only. You know, ornaments, the glittering of this life. They are saying, not all the glitter, completely. Not all the glitter is gone. So do not be attracted by the beauties of the kafirun. Their wives, their mansions, their flatterings, zaharat al-hayat al-dunya. Just like the flower, ornament of this life. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْكَى. The provision, this provision of your Lord, خَيْر is better. وَأَبْكَى, and is more enduring, more lasting. Because مَا إِنَّكُمْ يَنْفَدُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ. What is with you comes to an end. What with Allah remains permanently, ceaselessly, and endless. Next time.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
Allah says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allah says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family, ask your family to establish prayer. Why your family? Because your family is part of you. أَهَلْ means your wife, your kids, your children, your kids and kin, your kindred. You know kindred? They're your family. So command them to pray, because if the dinafika you look out. Qu anfusakum ahlikum nara. Preserve yourself, your family, from going to the hellish life. So wa'mur ahlaka bis-salati wasbir 'alayha. Be patient. Ha. You know the meaning. You tell your kid, hey, go and pray. They look at you, they go and pray. Allah says, be patient. Don't hit them. Get out. Don't do that. وَصَّبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. It's a trial. When you are small, you also behave maybe like that one. Yani, command your family to pray. Now, how many of families today command one another? The husband should ask his wife, hey, my darling, wake up and pray. You too should tell your husband, my darling, wake up and pray. Command one another. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. We also say, وَأَمُرِي أَهْلِكِ أَيْتُ وَالْمَرْأَةِ. But the Quran says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Why salat? Why not zakat? Why not fasting? Because salat is like the head in the body. Cut off the head, the body is off, it's away. Is that correct? So command your family to pray. Your children at the age of 7, ask them to go and pray. At the age of 10, give them light lashes, light, light, light. Light, don't say big stick and knuckle. No, just to frighten him, go and pray. But Allah says, wasabir alayha. Be patient on them. La nas'aluka rizqan. We don't ask you to give provision. La. Ma uridu minkum min rizqin. Allah said, I don't want you to give me any provision or to feed me. So la nas'aluka rizqan. Nahnu narzuquk. We don't ask you to give us any provision. We provide for you. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. And the excellent ending belongs to the fear of Allah. If you want excellent ending, try and fear Allah. In the hadith of Tirmidhi, and the hadith declared false, the Prophet said to us, he says, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَبَدًا. Imagine, you keep away from things forbidden, and you will be more devoted. If you want to be devoted in the eyes of Allah, everything forbidden keeps your distance from it. That is the meaning. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Excellent ending belongs to piety. You know piety? At-taqwa. Good consciousness. You don't have al-aqiba by committing idiosyncratic behavior, lying, backbiting, character assassination, breaking, you know, fornication. A'udhu billah. No, wal-aqibatu lit-taqwa. Excellent ending lined with piety, God conscious and fear of Allah, the Almighty. Allahumma jalla ahli taqwa. Next ayah.
وقالوا لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه أولم تأتهم بينة ما في الصحف الأولى.
وقالوا and the unbelievers say, they said this, you know, لولا يأتينا بآية من ربه. They were talking challengingly. We are challenging. لولا يأتينا بآية من ربي. Why didn't he bring to us an ayah? What is an ayah? It's fine, a miracle from his Lord. So Prophet produced miracle. Musa had a staff. We read it here, fine. When he just threw it down, it was supposed to become a serpent. Ayah. Isa used to cure those born blind, Al-Akma. Ayah used to cure the leper, no leper, with leprosy, Al-Adras. Ayah used to tell you what you ate in your house. Ayah used to tell you the content of your granary in the house. So they were asking, لَوْلَا يَأْتِينَا بِأَتْمِ الرَّبِّي. Why didn't he produce an ayah from his thoughts? And Allah said, أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَيِّنَةُ وَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. Okay. Haven't the signs of the scrolls of the olden days came to them? Ayah came to them. But they disregarded those ayahs. What are they looking for now? Okay. أَوَلَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَيِّنَةُ وَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. What is in the content of the books of the old did come to them. But they denied, they declined, they belied all the things given to them. So why are they asking? They were asking challengingly, irresponsibly, out of defiance. Okay? But Allah replied them in this manner.
وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَّذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى.
وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا. Allah says, had we not, وَلَوْ أَنَّا. وَلَوْ, our ulama say, is later of what? حَرْفُ الْإِمْتِنَا. لِلْإِمْتِنَا. حَرْفُ الْإِمْتِنَا بِالْجَوَابِ لِلْإِمْتِنَا الشَّرْطِ. It is the later predicated absence of a result because of the absence of a condition. If I tell you, if you had come, you would have met me. That means you didn't come. Isn't it? لو أتيتني لأدركتني. طيب أنت ما أتيتني. ولا لا. That is حرف الامتناع. للامتناع. The later telling you the answer is not gotten because the condition was not counted. So وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِأَذَابٍ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا وَلَخْرِ. If we had we destroyed them with any other punishment or chastisement من قبله before the coming of the Prophet, لَقَالُوا, he would have said, رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ رَسُولَ. Oh God, why didn't you send a man to us? Why didn't you send a messenger to us before punishment? Now the messenger came. Look at their behavior. That is human nature. وَكَانَ الْإِنْسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Man is by nature argumentative. Man argues argumentatively. So Allah saying, we have already sent messengers. Now they are talking. If we had sent messengers, they would have still denied. Okay. لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك. We would have obeyed your signs, your Quran. I told you to in half a tafsir. Ayah has about 6 minutes in the Quran, 6 different minutes. Ayah may mean just a reminder. Ayah may mean command and forbid. Ayah may mean just calling people. And the like, 6 minutes. Okay? This is important in the field of exegesis, tafsir. To know each and every letter and word, where you take it and classify it. So now Allah says, they are saying, لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعْ آيَتِكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى. You will have sent a messenger to us, who will have obeyed and comply with your ayat, your command, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَذِلَّ, before we are humiliated. وَنَخْضَى, and put into ignominy, because الْخِزِ means ignominy. But الْأَذَّلَّ مَذَّلَّ means what? Humiliation. You will have sent messenger before this humiliation and this ignominy. Final and the last ayah in the surah, Allah says what?
قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا.
نعم.
فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنِ اهْتَدَى.
The end of this chapter number 20, Surah Taha, that contains a total of 135 verses. Allah says, قُلْ, children, كُلُّ مُتَرَبِّصٍ فَتَرَبَّصُوا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنْ اهْتَدَى. Children, everyone should be waiting. They are waiting, we are also waiting. كُلُّ مُتَرَبِّصٍ فَتَرَبَّصُوا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ. You will know مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ, who are the owners of the straight path. Allah Akbar. وَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى, you will know who have maintained the guide. Certainly, the believers in the Prophet, the Qur'an, are أَهْلُ أَسْرَبُ السَّوِيِّ. We ask Allah to make us amongst أَهْلُ أَسْرَبُ السَّوِيِّ and among those who have maintained the guide. Oh Allah, as this surah comes to an end, when our lives come to an end, Ya Allah, make it a better one. We are moving to next surah. Are we going in ascending or in descending order? Are we going upward or downward? Descending? We are going down? Is it not up? So we are going to go to Abia? Okay, let's move to new surah. We have time, I think. Right, Iqra, the new surah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون.
This is the new chapter, the new surah. known as Surah Al-Anbiya. The chapter talking about the Prophet. This chapter was revealed in Mecca. It is a Meccan surah. It's of Meccan categorization. If you want to know if a chapter is either Meccan or Medina, there is methodology. Before the Prophet left Mecca, any revelation is assigned to the Meccan era. That's correct. After immigration or migration, all the chapters are known as Medina 1. What surahs? May I ask you, between the Meccan surahs and Medina surahs, which are more in number? Can you tell me before I count five? One, two, three. And what's over you?
La hawla wa la quwwata illa
billah. You don't know. I'm asking you, the Meccan surah, are they more or the Medina surah are more? The Meccan surah are more numerous than Medina, number one. Number two, any Ya Ayyuhal Nas is usually Mecca. Majority of Ya Ayyuhal Nas, this type of address is assigned to Meccan surah. Many, but there are a few instances. Al-Baqarah is Medina, but it is Ya Ayyuhal Nas Ud Rasulkum. Okay, man of Zasra. Surah Al-Nisa is of Medina categorization, but it's Ya Ayyuhal Nas Ud Rasulkum. Surah Al-Nisa. Surah Al-Hujurat is of Medina class. But it says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ فُرَاتٍ. With just few instances. Because to every general ruling, there are exceptions. Okay? لِكُلِّ قَاعِدَ إِسْتِثْنَائِيَّةٍ. Otherwise, the bulk, the majority, the preponderant chapters in Mecca are characterized by the يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. Whereas the Medinan categorizations carry Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, because the Iman was established, was structured, was confirmed in the Medina period. Am I communicating? Similarly, the Medina surah tends to be longer, lengthier. Who can tell me this is the longest surah in the Quran? Al-Baqarah, the longest. Should I ask you again, which ayah is the shortest? Thumma nazar, no. Thumma what? Nazar what? It's not shortest. In one word, because thumma is the word, nazar is the word. Ha, madhuha. Even though Sumarabar is quickly finished, but not Banakit, it has two words. Summa, Nama, Murahamata, one more. Get it? Before we continue our tafsir, I will give an assignment. The ulama, rahmatullahi alayhi, have classified Quranic verses into sort of categories. There are Al-Iwal and Al-Qitam. Iwal are the longest from where to where are called longest. From chapter 7. What about from Baqarah? Baqarah is one of the longest. Ali Imran is longest, one of the longest. They are about 7. But they are saying it is from chapter number 8, Al-Anfal combined with surah number 9. They are called Al-Iwal. Okay. Then Al-Qitar, the shorter one. Qitar are divided into three categories. Who is going to make research for us when we meet tomorrow, not the same, for our information? Because of some issue, again. Take it easy. We're going to meet, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, on Saturday. Tomorrow, not the same. Who can bring to us this assignment? Can I see your hands being raised? I promise a book. I want to claim your indulgence. One, two, three. But understand the assignment first. Don't attend a misunderstood question. Okay? My question says, which surah or which surahs are regarded as al-qisar al-mufassal? We have the longest, we have the short ones. Short ones are divided into three parts. That is where my assignment revolves around. You get it? So I'll take your name. You are the monitor. The monitor. Write your name. Who again? MashaAllah. Two. Who again? Three. Only three people. Are you going to do an Arabic or in house or English? English? Why not Arabic? Okay, in English is okay. Please try and answer me with referential evidence. Okay. You take your answer from book X. That is very good for you. Now, this is Surah Al-Anbiya. I told you it was written where? Where? In Mecca. It is chapter number 21. The surah we just finished from above is chapter number 20. As we are going descendingly. After Al-Anbiya, Surah 22 is Hajj. 23, Al-Mu'minun. 24, Al-Nur. 25, Al-Furqan. 26, Al-Shu'ara. Like that, downward. This Surah Al-Anbiya has 112 verses. The last one, how many verses is this? 135. Cool. Surah Al-Anbiya has 1,174 words. Word. Okay? اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون اقترب اسود للناس اسود like this to the end 1,174 it has 4,925 later you cross check it this surah I told you where it was revealed. It has multidimensional themes and subject matters. Thinking about Al-Qiyamah, the challenges facing prophet of Allah the Almighty, and the right way. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever merciful. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. حسابهم. The reckoning has approached for people, but they were in a delusion, more than falling away. Allah is saying, oh, Qiyamah is approaching, but people are wasting their time in play and delusion. Look at the message. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ حِسَابُهُمْ, they are reckoning. Their judgment has approached. But woman be helpless, but they're in delusion, in absent-mindedness, more than turning away. Ma yatihim min dhikr, did you read it?
Nah.
So, iqra.
I read it.
Ma yatihim min dhikr min rabihim muhdathin illa samawu yal'abun. Not a reminder from their Lord. Had reached them, Muhammad giving the news on a constant basis. إِلَّا سَمَعُوا But they just listen to it. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ Playing and jesting. You hear the Quran being recited, being read, and you are talking, you are playing, you are not serious. So the Quran draws your attention. Do not be among such a people. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ Did you read it? No.
لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ وَأَسَرُّوا النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ
لَا يَتَمْ قُلُوبُهُمْ They are mind playful. Explaining to you the situation of the people of the world. That the day of reckoning is not a problem, but they are just playing, sporting. La yatan kulubu. Their mind absent-mindedly playful. Wa atarru najwa and talking in secret. Talking discreetly. Alright? Alladhina zalam, that is those who transgressed. This guy invites you to Allah, just a man like you, just a human like you. And that is the behavior of the unbeliever. How can anybody tell you to obey Allah? He is a man as I'm a man. So if you hear somebody talking like the cherubim, the unbeliever, this is. So don't be like the kafir. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ Challenging. Will you come to just a magic when you see? Just magic. Kind of trying to play on your intelligence. Allah is telling us that is the behavior, the attitude of those who deny Allah the Almighty. Now.
قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ
قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم. This is verse number 4 in this chapter number 21 Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah says, قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء. Tell them, my Lord, ربي, my Lord. We call Allah رب because of تربية. He gives us تربية. So he's called رب. الذي ربنا بنعمه الظاهرة والباطنة رب ربنا بنعمه so قال ربي يعلم القول في صدره رسول العليم tell them my Lord hears the word uttered in the heaven and on the earth okay وهو السميع العليم Allah is السميع the all hearing العليم the all knowing So nothing you will utter it without Allah knowing, without Allah hearing. So also whatever you do, you practice in a hidden place or open space, Allah knows and hears.
بَلْ قَالُوا أَغْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ بَلِ اسْتَرَاهُ بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كما أرسل الأولون
بل نيه قالوا بالسيف أضغاث أحلام The preachings of the Prophet just caricature of just dreaming Imagine أضغاث أحلام still caricature Just a confusion, concoction of dreaming That can't be, did I do it? أضغاث الوحي the cadet بل اشترى may be concocted this is a fabrication it's a caricature of a confused dream بل not اشترى be concocted in fabrication بل وش the شاعر the singer emerge أضغاث على اشترى شاعر Now they say, فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ let him produce a miracle. Kama utral awalun, just as the messengers of the olden days were also sent. Then Allah said, Ma amanat qablahum.
Ma amanat qablahum min qaryatin ahlaknaha. Afahum yu'minun.
Ma amanat qablahum min qaryatin ahlaknaha. Afahum yu'minun. Allah says, no dwelling, no geography, no area of scheme of a people before they believe. Are they the ones who believe? Just like telling them, it is Sunnah of Allah, those who came before them rejected. So if they are rejected, it's not new. Let them do it, and Allah is going to punish them. That is the message. ما آمنت قبلهم من قرية أهلكناها أفهم يؤمنون. Are they the ones to believe? To tell you, belief in Allah is a gift. You didn't go to buy iman in the market. Allah told you, be careful. And that's this choice. You can see somebody, he has everything that money can buy it before. But Allah takes our iman away. You can see somebody rejected, poor, pauperized, excommunicated, but with high sound of iman. They are forced apart. Which one would you prefer? To be millionaire, or septillionaire, or telonia, or any near, but the iman is taken away from you? Which one would you like? Come on. Let money go away. I remain with my iman. That is my money. That is my treasure. That is heaven. So if those who came before them did not believe, they rejected, it's not outlandish for them to just believe. They did it, and they too are doing it. Hiya sunnah, ilahiya rabbaniya. Jazakumullah khair. Istamir.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, we didn't send before you, O Muhammad, but men to whom we give revelation. Men we have sent before you, Rasulullah. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. We used to give them revelation, inspiration, in other words. Okay, so فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the possessors of reminder, meaning ask those who know, if you know not. You get it? Let me tell you. Somebody came and met a scholar. He said, okay, you tell us that Quran teaches you everything. I say, yes. Okay, show me in Quran how bread is made. So you are telling him. He wanted the sheikh to tell him, since you say Quran teaches you everything, the sheikh says, yes. Okay, sheikh, show me in the Quran how bread, the bakery is made. The sheikh took his hand to a baker. You know baker? He said, please, Mr. Baker, how is bread made? He said, okay, let me show you. This is X, Y, Z, A, B, C, and the bread is X. He said, okay, that's it. You ask the one that knows. So in this way, Quran contains everything. Is that correct? I go to the gynecologist. Tell me what's about gynecology. ophthalmology, okay? And right, TNM, in the medical line, go and advocate. So in this way, Quran contains everything. Even how to cook. Ask your wife now. Yes, she's out of the kitchen. This is you. Say, yeah, my darling, come on. Come to the kitchen. Take this one. Put X, Y, Z, and the food is there. Seriously, you eat it. فَاسْأَلُوا أَحْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ. So, they are saying, any seeker of knowledge should possess four L's. Should avoid four L's and maintain four L's. كل طالب علم لابد أن يتمكن من الحصول على اللامات الأربع وأن يتخلى عن اللامات الأربع. If you want to be knowledgeable, you should be سؤول أقول فؤول شغول أولا. You keep me from four lamas. كسول ملول عجول خجول. Four lamas living. Four maintaining. مهل شايد فسألو سؤول. You should have inquisitive tongue. Ask. Ask anything. You come across any teacher, you ask him. If he knows, he's going to be an answer. If he doesn't, it is Allah Ta'ala. Is that clear? So, فَسْأَلُوا أَعْلَى الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Can somebody ask his wife to teach him Quran? If he does not know how to teach Quran, can you ask? I'm asking. All right. Can somebody ask his grandson about a ruling if the grandson knows? Why not? Seeking for knowledge has no boundary, has no geography, has no class, has no gender. If your wife is knowledgeable, please be humble, be humble. Ask her. It's not bad. Tell your son, my son, please tell me, is this hadith correct or not hadith? فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Okay, now Allah says al-dhikr. What is dhikr? Dhikr comes and it means knowledge, like here. Like here. Dhikr in Quran comes, it means Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Dhikr comes, it means the prestige of people. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكُمْ لِقَوْمِكُمْ. So dhikr means sharaf, prestige. We think Quran in it, the prestige of your own people. Because it is an Arabic language, subsequently and consequently, it portrays the person of our people. Is that correct? Similarly, dhikr means the lantern. That is mentioned in Allah's name constantly. So a word may come in Quran with multi and divergent meanings. You know the specific area to classify and, you know, locate. So Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know if you know not. Next ayah, we have time, I believe. Right.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ.
وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. We didn't make Prophet jasadan, just a body, like stone, static. They don't eat, no. The Prophet used to eat and drink and cohabitate. They used to get married. They consummate their marriage. Okay? They engaged in trading. They used to socialize, okay? To tell you the Prophet, we are human beings, but they run higher than all other people. If anybody tells you, because it's a great shape, it doesn't equal, it's all nine. The lie. Oh, this is what it is. It doesn't even eat food. But the Prophet eats food now. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَكُ الْطَعَامُ كَانَ يَقُلَانَ الطَعَامُ. So if anybody claims and tells you because of piety, he doesn't even eat food, he just wants to deceive you and double cross you. Eating is an organic need of the anatomical structure of your body. You have to eat, otherwise you are depreciated. So he didn't let Prophet Jesus' static body, they didn't eat food. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. We didn't create them to remain permanent and not die. They died, they ate, they socialized, so you should look at it in this connection. Next time.
ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ وَمَنْ نَشَاءُ وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ.
ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ. And we fulfill our promise concerning the promises we made to them. Because Allah's promises, the prophets, we have fulfilled. We have brought it through teaching. فَأَنْجَيْنَا, we save them. وَمَنْ نَشَاءَ, and those whom we wish. وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and we destroy the transgressors, the those who commit extravagance and wastefulness. Because al-musrif is the one that commits wastefulness. And al-musrif, who obeys other than Allah, he worships Satan. So Allah said, we destroy them, and that is a sign of our power to draw people's attention to obey Allah the Almighty. I think it's high time, it's a good connection to stop here. We are going to start or to continue on the problem. لَقَدْ أَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. أسأل الله رب العالمين أن يبارك في رعيتكم وأن يجمعنا على الخير وفي الخير وما الخير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Don't forget, وعليكم السلام. الحمد لله. Tomorrow, no testing.